In a country as sunny as Australia, people are generally pretty aware of the risks of sunburn, especially the long-term risk of skin cancers like melanoma. But it's also possible to get sunburned so badly that you need to go to a specialist burns unit. In fact, that's been the case for some 160 patients over the past decade at a group of hospitals across Australia and New Zealand. Sunburn is entirely preventable and burns unit resources are finite. So a group of researchers have been taking a closer look at this, and one of them joins us now. Lincoln Tracy, welcome.
Hi, thank you very much.
Who did you find was most at risk of these really severe sunburns?
So the biggest group that we found at risk were children under the age of 14, where almost half of the 160-odd sample that you touched on before were under the age of 14.
Are they going to specialist units because they're younger or because it's worse?
That's a good question, and it's probably not possible to tell from our data at this stage. There are referral criteria of when people should be sent to a specialist burn service, and one of those is for children who are very young. However, another aspect of the criteria also relates to where on the body the person is burnt. So, for example, if they're burnt on the face or on other special areas of the body, that does warrant referral to a specialist burn centre. And that is particularly relevant in this case because in children under the age of 5, the face was the most commonly affected area, whereas this shifted to the trunk in older children and then lower limbs in adults. So there's probably a variety of reasons why so many of them are children that end up in these specialist burn centres.
Are there certain circumstances that increased risk? Were there things that were cropping up again and again?
So we found that alcohol and or drugs were suspected to be involved in 11% of cases, which does which can contribute, but otherwise the age was the big risk factor. Otherwise, apart from that, approximately 2/3 of patients were male, which may mean that men are out being exposed to the sun more, either through increased involvement in sporting or leisure activities or risk-taking behaviour, or decreased use of sun protection, or a combination of those and many other factors.
It does feel a little bit weird to be talking about really severe sunburn on the eve of winter in Australia. Does time of year play a role?
Yes, we did notice a pattern in the time of the year with these sunburn admissions. Unsurprisingly, most occurred within the summer months, being December, January and February, with almost 3/4 of sunburn admissions occurring during this time. However, there were also admissions noted in November, March, April and August through October. So it really does, really is important to emphasise that sunburns can occur outside of the typical summer periods where there are lower UV ratings occurring.
So the conclusion of your paper is that we need to raise awareness. Australia has a really big slip, slop, slap. I'm pretty sure I could still sing the song to you that I've heard since I was a kid. Like, what more can we do to raise awareness of sun protection?
Well, I think it's just remembering that the slip-slop cycle is fantastic. It's just important to remember that in some cases that you really do need to have all of those aspects. In a lot of cases, just thinking shade is not always enough because sun can reflect off surfaces such as sand, water, or even snow. And in periods of extreme UV ratings, skin can burn in as little as 11 minutes. So it really does suggest that there is a need to take sun protection seriously, even if you're only popping out for a short period of time or you don't think it's necessary.
So you think that maybe people are thinking more about the long-term risks of sunburn and maybe neglecting this rare but acute risk?
Yes, that's possible, which is very important because, as you said, given that excess sun exposure is a risk factor for melanoma and other skin cancers, and Australia and New Zealand have the highest incidence of melanoma worldwide.
These are obviously really severe injuries, but we are sort of, I mean, on one hand, 167 people is a lot, and on the other hand, over 10 years in two countries, it's not very much. What do you hope people take away from this? Why is it important?
Well, hopefully it's just important to raise awareness of the fact that it is rare, but it can happen. And as you touched on right at the top, the resources that we have in burn centres are often very valuable, and it would be having injuries such as these, which are preventable from ending up in burn services, prevents these resources being taken up from other patients who may have more severe injuries.
Briefly, do you know how much it costs the healthcare system?
No, I don't have that. I'm not sure of that off the top of my head. Sorry, Tegan.
That's fine. Lincoln, thank you so much for joining us.
No worries. Thank you very much for having me.
Dr. Lincoln Tracy is a trauma and injury prevention researcher from the School of Public Health and Preventive Medicine at Monash University.